everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy John, engineering and producing our program on the other side of the glass. And together we welcome you to the Buckmaster program. Kicking off a new week, it's the final week of June. We will transition into the 4th of July weekend already. On Friday, the Buckmaster Show with you now in our 12th year. So into the radio project, 11 and a half years. And then after 22 years over on TV on Channel 6. The Buckmaster Show broadcasts from the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studio. The radio station is 1030 KVOI, The Voice, trusted news talk, worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com. The live line when we do our telephone interviews, which we'll do at 12:30 today, that's presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. The Monday Political Face-Off is sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe is the gold standard, at least in my opinion, for quality and professionalism when it comes to picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and then hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session, or you can do it electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at Fort Lawn Dodge, right next to Copenhagen. Always giving Copenhagen a free plug there. They are not a sponsor, but I give that that location out because everybody seems to know that part of town and where they're located. Moe is also doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com. Our Monday political face-off today. John Munger is seated to my right. Mr. Munger, Republican candidate for governor in 2010, former chair of the Republican Party in Arizona. Bonnie Heidler is here. Bonnie is the chairwoman, current chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Bonnie and John, I hope you both had a great weekend. Bonnie, how was your weekend?
It was good. Thanks, Bill.
Were you getting ready for the elections?
Oh, always getting ready.
We'll talk about that in a second. John, how was the weekend?
Wonderful weekend.
Played a little golf?
Played a little golf with my son and daughter-in-law who'd never swung a golf club before. And it was fun watching them hack away. They were smiling and having a great time. And it was, so it was fun. And Bonnie, welcome aboard.
Yes, first time we have had you two together, and Bonnie meeting John for the first time and vice versa. Bonnie, this new voting model will be replacing the precinct-based polling system where voters were required to vote at the location assigned to them based on their residence. Now all voters can show up at any of 129 vote centers across Pima County, and they can cast their ballot regardless of the precinct they live in. This will be done electronically. There was a mock election last week. There's going to be another one before the votes go out, I guess, next week, right?
Correct. They'll be doing another mock election.
How did this one go?
The first one, I think there was one small issue that they had, and so they corrected it. Now they want to test that there's no issues going forward.
John, are you all in on this primary system? California goes with something called a jungle vote. It's the top two vote getters in the primary. You like what we're doing in Arizona?
Yeah, let's point out, Bill, that that's different than what Bonnie just talked about.
Yes, it is.
We're not. Bonnie's talking about places of voting in Pima County. What you're talking about is the distinction between our regular primary system and the system that California's gone to in the jungle primaries, where, as you say, it's just the top two vote getters. I don't support that. You know, we've had in this country primary elections forever, and we've survived as a republic quite well. Thank you very much. I don't see any reason to change that system. Jungle primaries basically leave the majority out there and minimize the minority's ability to be heard. And I don't agree with that. We have a system, I think Bonnie agrees with me. She'd speak for herself, but our system here works fine. And it's always worked. If it isn't broke, why fix it?
What do you think, Bonnie?
That was exactly what I was going to say, John.
Well, it's nice you two just met a few minutes ago, and we start off on something you both agree on. John's got a big smile on his face in the other room because it's not usually that way. But, Bonnie, go ahead. Why do you like the primary system?
Well, to what John was saying, it's worked. I don't see any reason to change it unless there's been some issues. I don't think there have been. And, you know, it's worked for decades. I don't see a reason to change it at this point.
What do we have now? We've got early voting beginning next week.
Well,
For the primary.
Yeah, for the primary.
For the primary, the ballots are going to be going out. And I believe they're going out on the 6th.
And the day before is the last day to register to vote.
Correct.
In the primary. And people can vote even if they're an independent, right?
Correct, but they have to say what ballot they would like.
Would that be done at these new vote centers?
Certainly, that's one way they can do it. But some of them, you know, have mail-in, so they just have to call and say what ballot they want.
And John, on the face of it, you have no issues with these electronic voting books?
You know, Bill, I honestly don't know enough about it to opine either way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like a bad system. As long as everybody gets a chance to vote and they vote properly and it's all done correctly and according to law, I don't have a problem with it.
Two huge stories all happening within a 72-hour period. The end of Roe v. Wade and then the president signing into law reform on guns. So why don't we begin with Roe v. Wade? And I know this is where the agreement between Bonnie and John will end in a big time, big manner. But John, generally, you were happy to see this go just from your own philosophical beliefs, right?
Well, and as a lawyer.
Okay.
Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg said that the Roe decision was poorly reasoned and didn't have much basis in the law or the Constitution. There is no constitutional right enumerated in the Constitution for abortion, as there are for freedom of speech and freedom of religion, etc. The Roe court made up a constitutional right out of whole cloth using extremely bad reasoning. Most constitutional lawyers will tell you the reasoning was it was a political decision. It wasn't a well-reasoned constitutional decision and frankly ignored the Constitution. All that the Supreme Court has done in the new Dobbs case, setting aside the Roe case, is said you can have abortion if you want it, but let's have democratic – we're a democratic country. It's a state to be decided by the states. It's not a federal issue enumerated in the Constitution. There is no constitutional right to an abortion, but the states need to decide how far they want to go. Some states want to go to one extreme or another. That's for the people in the states to decide, and the people in the various states feel differently. It's not a federal issue, and it should be decided by a democratic vote of the people in the states. And that's all that's happened. You can have an abortion until the state tells you there's some restriction, you can have an abortion. So I don't know what all the excitement about, nor do I understand this attack on democracy that we're eliminating democracy. No, we're opening up democracy and letting the people decide rather than have a dictate by 9 unelected justices.
Well, Bonnie's got a completely different view on that, right, Bonnie?
Oh, yeah. So the first thing is letting the people decide. The people have not been the ones deciding. It's been the legislature. It has not been on a ballot to be decided. I think that's a great idea. In fact, we're trying to get an initiative on the ballot to decide that for Arizona. But that's not what happens. That hasn't happened. And what we're really talking about is the ability of a woman to have a choice of what she wants to do with her body, period. Men get that choice. Whether it's in the Constitution or not, men get that choice, but women don't. And who's deciding? Men, about what should happen with a woman's body. Well, so that's very difficult, and it's also very difficult to go backwards to start taking rights away from people who have had them. Right, wrong, or indifferent, they have been there and they have had them. And now, you know, 68% of the country, I believe, agrees with making abortion legal. 52% of Republicans agree on that. So it's not something that the voters and the people in the country don't agree on. They do agree. They agree that it should be legal.
Well, there's no question that I'm glad that we're talking about polls. Let the people vote. If they want to have the referendum you're talking about, Bonnie, let them vote. I'm all for that. And we'll take our various positions on that. But all that this decision said is there's no constitutional right to an abortion. You can have an abortion right now unless the state restricts you. You can have an abortion. Now, the second question about the women's right to decide, what about the baby? This issue is exactly right, exactly comparable to slavery. The people in the South before the Civil War said, well, I get to decide. It's my choice whether a black person is a human being or not. No, they don't. A human being is a human being. And a baby is a human being. And I'm sorry, we may disagree on that, but scientifically, it's a human being. It's got a beating heartbeat.
Bonnie, go ahead.
Well, what happens when that baby comes out, though? Unfortunately, what happens and who it impacts the most are usually low-income families. And that's an issue. I don't see the Republicans saying, well, once that baby's born, here are all the things that we're going to provide you in order to take care of that child. And that's where things fall down. And some of these restrictions in these legislature laws that have come out are no matter what. What happens with an atopic pregnancy? The mother can die. What happens when somebody has a miscarriage who wants a baby but has a miscarriage and now, did you do it to yourself? There's going to be questions. These are things that have not been addressed. So, and why would you want to put a woman through carrying a baby through incest or rape to remind her every single day of what happened?
All right, we're going to have to pause right here. This program is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Moe is our sponsor of our Monday Political Face-Off. We have additional support from Mona's Danish Bakery, home of the Danish Kringle, northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise, open Tuesday through Sunday, 6:30 in the morning for breakfast. Mona'sDanishBakery.com is the website. You'll be very tempted when you go to the website, all those great pictures, those beautiful color pictures of everything that is on the menu, and then you'll be further tempted when you walk in and you have to make a decision. What do I want from the bakery case? Everything looks so great. We'll be right back with John and Bonnie right after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
For more than a half century, Tucson Gardeners Trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rialto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
This is Kate Delaney. Tune in later tonight as we talk about everything that happened throughout your day. Tonight at 10 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Welcome back. It is The Buckmaster Show, our Monday political face-off presented by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. John Munger is here, and as is Bonnie Heidler. Bonnie is the current chair of the Pima County Democratic Party, and John Munger has been involved with Republican politics in this state for a long time, including chairmanship at one time of the Arizona State Republican Party. We'll stay just a little bit longer on the big issue of Roe v. Wade. And during the break, Richard sent me an email, and he said, if Bonnie can speak for herself, I think Richard's referring to John had said Bonnie can speak for herself. Richard says, if Bonnie can speak for herself, why can't she control her own body?
Well, that's kind of a non sequitur. The issue is that, is there a constitutional right for to have an abortion? And the Supreme Court created this so-called constitutional right from whole cloth. It doesn't exist in the Constitution. The other issue is, so all that's happened is you can have an abortion if you want. It's left to the states to decide. And everybody gets to vote for their legislators or referendum or whatever. The states get to decide what about how we're going to treat this. Most states are going to go, as I suspect Arizona's going to go, to where you can have an abortion up to 15 weeks or whatever, which is consistent, incidentally, with what the European countries are doing. We're the outlier with Europe, have been the outlier having open abortion in this country. The European states don't do that. Britain doesn't do it. France doesn't do it. The other states, countries don't do it. The issue is, it's not just the woman's body. once she becomes pregnant, we've got another human being called a baby, a fetus. It's a human being. And who's going to protect the rights of that human being? You can't just talk about the woman's rights. So the state has, it's a very difficult question, and the states get to determine that under this new ruling, and the states are going to decide differently. If the states agree with Bonnie and they want to open abortions, fine. If some states don't do that, they won't do that. And I want to point out that in states like Oklahoma that bans abortions, Bonnie made the point, well, what about, you know, the mothers? They have huge programs for adoptions and all kinds of programs to support the women who carry babies to fruition.
Okay.
That needs to occur, and needs to occur in Arizona.
Bonnie, the last word on this.
Once again, it has not gone to the people. It is legislatures that are making it, making the decisions, and the people have had no choice in it.
That is the people.
Oh, wait a second.
The legislature is the people.
Okay. Bonnie would like to see a referendum on
this. Well, have one.
Okay. Bonnie, quickly, before we move on to the other big story about significant gun reform bill, is this going to be a big political issue for Democrats?
Absolutely.
I know the Republicans have been talking about record turnout during the primaries. Is this going to motivate a lot of Democrats?
What I've seen it motivate so far, if you've looked at who's been protesting, are the young people. And I am so happy to see that, because they are the ones who are going to be energized and come out and vote, where traditionally they don't. But I think this issue has brought them out.
President Biden signed the most significant gun reform bill.
I'm quickly
running out of time, and I want to carve out just a few seconds for guns. Go ahead.
Well, this is on guns.
Oh, on guns?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All the Supreme Court did, New York had a law that says you need to do two things to get a gun in New York.
Mm-hmm.
One is you need to be trained.
Right.
That's fine. Arizona requires that, too. Number two, you needed to prove that you had a need for a gun. So you were put on the, you were in New York, you were put in a position where you were given this constitutional right to have a gun, and you had to take testing, but you had to prove that you had some special need. That proving you have a constitutional right is discrimination. It is not a second class constitutional right. You get to have a gun. You can have restrictions put on you, but you don't have to prove your constitutional right. And all the Supreme Court said is, New York's provision that you had to prove some reason to have a gun, and you had to pass it by the bureaucrats, and whether that was acceptable to them was up to them. That's wrong, and that's unconstitutional.
What about?
We don't have to prove our right to free speech,
okay,
or to freedom of a religion.
What about this bill, Bonnie, that the president signed? This measure aims to strengthen background checks for the youngest buyers, close the so-called boyfriend loophole, and incentivize states to pass red flag laws.
Well, it's a step, but it doesn't go far enough, as we know. It's not going to stop somebody from having an AR-15 and going and killing people. They do say AR-15s, well, we like to use them for hunting. Are you trying to demolish whatever animal you're hunting? Because as we know, and in Uvalde, what happened is kids' heads were blown off. They were decapitated. So I think in order for us to not see a lot of these mass killings, we're going to have to do something about militaristic type of guns that are out there. And people are modifying them. Maybe it's to get rid of the modifications, sign that into law.
Well, most gun deaths, even mass gun deaths, but most gun deaths are not caused by AR-15. They're caused by handguns. And this is not about AR-15s or however they
were. Mass shootings are caused by handguns? I don't think
yes,
so.
Yes, they are, Bonnie. Well, that's the statistics.
What about?
But the point is, this law that's passed, I think, does some good things.
Okay.
I think it does some questionable things.
Well, quickly.
These red flag laws are very dangerous. And putting men in a position where they go out with a woman and all of a sudden she turns, and I've seen this happen. She turns around and says, oh, you know, he's a bad guy. And, you know, he's caused me trouble. Or having anybody who doesn't like me, John Munger, submit me to a court with no due process, incidentally,
okay,
well, and take my gun away from me.
What do you like about it?
What I like about it is I think it's good
mm-hmm.
that we raise requirements for people under under 21
uh-huh.
to pass tests, that they go through a check, and we get to check their juvenile records. That would have caught this guy in Uvalde.
Okay.
And I think that part is very good.
Gotta run. Bonnie, any final last word?
Well, as I said, I don't think it's gone far enough, but it's a step in the right direction. We have to do something.
All right, Bonnie Heidler, thanks for coming in. And John Munger, always good to see you. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com. The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things, our green thing place where, well, they've got everything you could imagine as we get ready for the summer rains, which I hope will stop teasing us. My goodness, we had a little bit of rain a week ago Saturday, but it just hasn't materialized. I mean, there's lots of clouds, which is nice, keeps the temperatures down. But anyway, this would be a good time to go buy green things and get some beautiful things in the garden. So finally, when the rains come, we'll be ready. 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, a 13-acre site, has everything you could imagine for the garden, including some beautiful Talavera pottery for your garden or inside. Beautiful Mexican pottery, greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. The Buckmaster Show contributor on health is Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Andrew Weil Endowed Chair in Integrative Medicine and the Executive Director of the Weil Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona, where she is a professor of medicine, family medicine, and public health. Dr. Mazes is internationally recognized as a leader in integrative medicine and is committed to the health promotion and pioneering change efforts that solve America's healthcare system problems. She's the editor of the Oxford University textbook, Women's Integrative Health, and author of Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. You can learn more about her on her website, victoriamazesmd.com, or follow her on Twitter at V. Mazes. Let's bring in Dr. Mazes. How are you?
I am doing well, Bill. Also longing for rain.
Yeah, what's going on? I mean, this is ridiculous. We had almost a quarter of an inch a week ago Saturday, and I said to my wife, Ann, I said, this looks like we are going to have a wonderful, robust season. And it just hasn't turned out that well. Yes, I know it's early. So everybody says the 4th of July, do we not only get fireworks, the manufactured kind, but Mother Nature's as well. And I hope it happens. Anyway, as you know, Dr. Mazes, I love to walk. That's where I get my primary exercise. So I was delighted to see that article in the New York Times that there is new research that just walking may help keep osteoarthritis at bay. That's good news.
Yes, and I have to say, when you say just walking, we're often putting things down that sound simple or easy,
yes,
but
good
walking
point.
Is such good medicine. I mean, it has not only, like you mentioned, been shown in this most recent article study, been shown to prevent the development of osteoarthritis, but it also can help with depression. It can help your brain function better, so prevent cognitive impairment. It's just good for heart disease prevention. I mean, walking is good medicine.
Well, and folks get the baby boom generation has there's been no shortage of the baby boomers going over to get knee replacements. It's a huge, huge deal, and anything that can be done to maybe prevent that is good news. And what did this research indicate? What did it talk about, Dr. Mazes?
Yes, so osteoarthritis, it's sometimes called the wear and tear arthritis, to kind of differentiate it from rheumatoid arthritis, which is a very inflammatory kind of arthritis. But we now do know that some of osteoarthritis is related to inflammation as well. And lots of people have this. They estimate a third of people over 60 have some arthritis, osteoarthritis in the knee. So in this study, they looked at people who on X-ray showed some signs of osteoarthritis, and then they followed them. And after 4 years, the ones who walked for exercise with some regularity were much less likely to have stiffness or achiness in their knees, and also had less structural damage in their knees. So it looks like walking could help prevent the development of arthritis symptoms.
What about the role of the tendons and the tissue surrounding the knee? It does the walking perhaps build up those areas to almost act as a, like, for want of a better word, a shock absorber to the knee? It's just, is that a possibility?
Yeah, so it definitely makes the overall knee stronger. So the knee is not just about that joint space, but it's also the muscles. The thigh muscles, the glutes, you know, the butt muscles, and it strengthens the ligaments around the joint. It helps us maintain strength and flexibility. And sometimes when we're in pain, we avoid using something, and then the reverse can happen. We can lose strength. We can lose flexibility. We get more stiff, and that actually can really affect our overall function. It can affect our balance. It can affect our walking speed, and it increases our risk for falling and for injury. So walking is good medicine.
And you should start off, if you are having joint pain in the knee, probably slowly, maybe a short walk to get things going. What do you think about that?
I think that's good advice, Dr. Buckmaster. I think wearing, supportive shoes, because, the shoes we wear make a difference.
Oh, that's so important.
Taking it slow if we need to, but gradually building up the walking, because there's just so much good that does. There are other things from an integrative medicine perspective that we can do as well if we have arthritis in the knee already present. One is, don't despair. Sometimes people get a flare of arthritis and they're like, oh my goodness, that's it. I'm going to have this. And, often it settles down and the knees feel just fine once again and your function goes back to normal. But if it's bothering you, one of the things you can do is acupuncture. Acupuncture has been studied and shown to be quite effective. It's takes about 8 weeks, a treatment per week, to maximize the function of the knee, and about 14 weeks, so longer, to see maximal benefits for the pain that's associated with arthritis. And it really has no side effects when it's used at the knee. It's very safe. The results can last for months. So that's something to consider.
Well, I'm so glad you brought up acupuncture, because I am a big proponent of that. I haven't used it for the knee, because luckily right now I don't have any knee pain, but I do have osteoarthritis pain in a few of the joints, in my hands, in the fingers. So on a regular basis, I would say anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks, I usually get a tune-up with acupuncture on my fingers. And believe it or not, it works, Dr. Mazes.
Yes, it is. It can be quite effective. And sometimes there is a little bit of that believe it or not quality, because it's hard for us to fully understand how it works. Another thing that can help with the fingers, for example, is heat. Sometimes the heat is really helpful in the stiffness or the pain. And there are some topical medicines that can be used that in some ways stimulate heat. So there's one that's made from chili peppers called capsaicin, and that can help. And then, there are some dietary supplements that can help as well.
You also brought up, when we're talking about knee pain, shoes. This is such an important deal, because, and I will not name the manufacturers, but I had been using a very popular walking shoe for a long time. And I'd started to have a little bit of pain in the toes, and I'm thinking, maybe I switch. And I did switch to another brand, which was, believe it or not, I think more accurate for the size and the fit, and I've not been having the problems anymore. And that switch over, it doesn't happen overnight when you go to a new pair of walking shoes. You've got to kind of break it in, but it can make a difference, believe me.
Oh, yes. So one of my favorite things to do when someone complains to me, more of foot pain than knee pain, but maybe I should do it with knee pain too, is tear a piece of that white paper we put on exam tables, put it on the floor, and have somebody stand on it. And then I just draw the perimeter of their foot. So I have, you know, what their foot looks like without a shoe on the paper, and I put their shoe over it. And very often what you notice is that the toe spread is much wider than what the shoe can contain. And that's a problem when we squeeze all those toes together. The classic, of course, is a woman's high heel with a very pointy toe. But men have the exact same thing, that the toes get narrower than the toes ideally would like to be, nice and spread out, what we called a wide toe box. So you could do that for yourself. You could just stand on a sheet of computer paper, draw your foot and put the shoe over it, and notice, like, is that shoe wide enough for your toes?
Good advice. I'm glad we talked about shoes, because I've been going through that for the past couple of weeks. All right, Dr. Mazes, stick around. We'll talk some more right after we take a break.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com. Delivering a $2 billion voter-approved regional transportation plan involves complex policy, legal, and financial matters. The Regional Transportation Authority is open to answering any questions you have about delivery of the current RTA 20-year plan or about the development of a new regional transportation plan for the next 20 years. Contact the RTA at info@rtamobility.com.
Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
At Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We're also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We sure need some rain to green things up. Well, if you want to go somewhere where it's really green right now, take the 3-hour drive over to Silver City, one of our great sponsors in Grant County, New Mexico. It's been raining off and on. All the rain I was hoping we'd get has been over in New Mexico. It's been raining like for a week off and on. Friends over there tell me you would not believe how much rain they are getting, and they really needed it like we need it, and it really has greened things up. So want to get away and do some hiking over in the Gila National Wilderness? Head over to Silver City. Their website is southwestnewmexico.org. There you'll find great opportunities, recreation opportunity ideas, and some ideas on where to stay. Let's continue now with our monthly visit with our contributor on health, Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Andrew Weil Endowed Chair in Integrative Medicine and the Executive Director of the Weil Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. Dr. Mazes, I wish I had known about this research website you had clued me into this morning about sunscreen before we took off for Hawaii in May. I think I took the wrong sunscreen over to the islands, but you've got a great resource that you just told me about. What's going on with that?
Yes, so sunscreen is something that we all use, probably even more here in Arizona, where we have so many days of sunshine. And it's intended to help prevent us from burning and getting skin cancer. However, a lot of the chemicals that are used that are UV blockers and are used to help prevent us from getting sunburned have problems. And the problems are that they are what we call endocrine disruptors, which mean that they change the way our hormones function. And that is a problem. We really don't want to put things on our skin that gets absorbed into our blood that alter the functions of thyroid hormone, testosterone, estrogen. Sometimes they are at risk of causing skin problems, skin sensitivity problems. Sometimes they can affect our reproductive ability. So this is something most people don't know about. And the good news is that the Environmental Working Group has a free website, and they regularly, every year, they screen all of the sunscreens, and they say these are the best and the safest, which, by the way, all the best and the safest have two chemicals, either usually both, titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. And all the rest, the oxybenzone, the octinidate, the homosalate, they're hard to pronounce, octisolates, all of those, avobenzone, there are concerns about those. And in fact, the only ones that the FDA proposed are safe and effective are titanium dioxide and zinc oxide.
What about the trouble with the SPF, the factor?
Well, SPF stands for skin protective factor, and it basically tells you how long you're sort of safe to stay out in the sun. And it's useful. You do want one that's about 30, an SPF of about 30. Some people say the higher SPFs aren't really meaningful, but you know, we who live in Arizona know we also have to be smart. We have to be careful, especially about going out in the sun in the middle of the day. We want to stick to the shade. We want to do things early in the morning or late in the afternoon, early evening when the sun is not in the middle of the sky. Besides sunscreen, we can wear hats. There are now UV protective clothing, which is really helpful. I just love seeing all these little kids in their long sleeve sun shirts and bathing suits that are, you know, so much better at preventing them from getting sunburned than anything that existed when I was a kid or when I had kids.
Well, I'm just looking through the Environmental Working Group, known as EWG's Guide to Sunscreens. I can't believe this, Dr. Mazes, how thorough this is. They've got, it looks like, dozens of brands, and they rate them.
Yes. So this is a very useful website, and we're talking about sunscreen, where you can look on this list, you know, for all of the best possible products and go to the store, you know, with a list looking for one. But the other thing that the EWG does is they also allow you to scan the barcode. So if you download their free app, you can then scan the barcode, and that'll help you find a good product when you're in the store. And it's not just sunscreen. They also take a look at the liquid hand soap and the products we use in our dishwasher or our washing machine. All of these things are now being looked at in terms of, are they safe and what kinds of chemicals are in them, so that we have one more way of protecting our health by reducing our exposure to unhealthy environmental chemicals.
Zinc, is that the thing in the sunscreen that kind of gives a white, chalky look? Is
yes.
is that zinc?
It sure is. But happily, it's not like in the old days when you'd see the lifeguards
yeah.
with that white triangle on their nose. No, now they actually are making it in what we call nanoparticles. So it becomes very easy to smooth it on, and it no longer just looks like you've put on, you know, some kind of clown's makeup.
It does look like, and I'm scanning this, it looks like the ones they're recommending are all around the SPF of 30, and you said that's about right as far as you're concerned.
Yes, SPF 30 is what most people recommend. And, you know, the other thing you have to remember is that it has to be reapplied periodically. It has to be put on, you know, relatively thick. So the SPF is helpful, but it is just, you know, one piece of a total plan. The ones that have really high SPF ratings, you know, we worry a little bit that it gives you a false sense of security, you know, that you're, you know, now safe to spend the whole day in the sun without burning. But it turns out that they only work just very, very slightly better once you get over a 30.
And don't forget the lip balm. My lips are very sensitive to sun and they burn. So you want to remember to protect your lips.
Yes. So that's a very good idea. And again, these sunscreens that are made with the nanoparticles, they're easy actually to spread on your lips too. So lip balm's a good idea, again, with probably zinc oxide in it, or using whatever you're using on your face on your lips as well, because you're absolutely right. They are actually more likely to burn because, you know, lips stick out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to carve out a minute or so. I noticed in the current issue of Biz Tucson, there were some of the renderings of the new Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine at the University of Arizona. I really like what I saw with the drawings, and you've broken ground now on the facility. A little bit on that, please.
It's so exciting. Indeed, we have broken ground. It will be a complex with three buildings. One we're calling the mind, one we're calling the body, and one we're calling the spirit buildings. They'll be beautifully landscaped. There'll be a labyrinth, and we will be welcoming the public to events on the campus, cooking classes, yoga classes. So we're really looking forward to having a wonderful new space to host events that will come to you from the Andrew Weil Center for Integrative Medicine.
And what is the date? Has there been a date that I know it's very difficult with building materials, and what are they looking at as the chronology?
We are supposed to be in the building October of 23, so a little over a year from now if all goes smoothly.
Yes, that can be a big if right now with the supply chain issues, but I was very impressed with the drawings. I wanted to let the listeners know it's going to be a great-looking facility, and not only great-looking, but going to offer some wonderful content as well. Thanks, Dr. Mazes.
My pleasure. Wonderful to talk with you, Bill. Let's pray for rain.
All right, we will indeed. Dr. Victoria Mazes with us every month. We always love her visits. You can learn more about her on her website, Victoria Mazes, that's MAIZESMD.com, or follow her on Twitter at VMazes. That's going to do it for Buckmaster. On behalf of Dr. Mazes and John Engineering and producing the show, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope you have a great afternoon.